Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? That's right. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. It is great to have you back inside Saturday Nation. It's October 31st. It's a Monday. It's a fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. It's Halloween. I'm not sure if they celebrate it in every country. I'm doubting it here in the U.S. It's crazy. Here's the sad part, though, and it is a little bit sad. My oldest is 15. I've got 12, 11, and our little baby, little trach baby, Susan's 2, so we'll be taking her out. She can't eat any candy or anything like that. It's crazy, though, having your kids grow up. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. If you're just starting on that journey, then enjoy it, and that's why I left my job. It's why I quit. It's why I gave the boss the middle finger. It's why I said I'm done, so I could take my kids trick-or-treating. You know, there was a point in time where you had to ask, hey, boss, can I get out of work early at 3? The kids are trick-or-treating. And then I think they came around to their senses, started letting people out at 3 o'clock on Halloween. But just that just bothered me. If that doesn't bother you, then I don't know, man. It just bothered me. I had to ask permission or, hey, I got a sales call at 2. I'll see you tomorrow. And they just lie about it. Everybody knew. It's like, oh, you have a sales call. Wink and a nod. Oh, okay, great, you know. Sales reps are great liars. Hey, you got a call at 4 o'clock. I'll just see you tomorrow. Okay, great. Off to happy hour. But Halloween is just, you know, it's just another thing. Every time I come around a holiday, whether, and Halloween's not quote-unquote a holiday, but whether it's Thanksgiving here in the United States or Christmas or pick a time, man, where we're all adults out there running around in a big play. It's just a play. We're all actors in a play pretending like we care about something. Until you actually go for your freedom, then you can really do what you want, when you want, with who you want, and you don't ever have to ask permission. That's really what it's all about. My kids, the funniest thing, ironically, is none of my kids remember when I used to have a job. None of them. They can't even remember, especially my 12 and 11-year-old. They don't even know because I really never even had a job while they were alive, except for maybe the first year or so of their life. And that is the best part about it. Dad, when did you ever have a job? I don't remember you ever going to work. Score! Hashtag winning. That's what I wanted to do, man. That's what I want my kids to remember is to never remember. That's what I want my kids to never remember. Daddy-o going off to the J-O-B, the journey of the broke to jump out of bed to just over broke. That's very cool. Hey, let's talk about shifting gears a little bit right now. I'm working with a lot of clients one-on-one. And when I say a lot, a handful, but that's a lot for me. Usually I don't take on more than 3 at a time because I dive so much into their passion and their purpose and significance and what it is that they really want to do. When they're ready to cross through the terror barrier, that's when they reach out. And working with a couple clients in particular right now, I'm thinking about product creation. Now, in the internet marketing space, a lot of individuals want to come in. They want to create a product, whether that's a video course, an audio course, webinars, ebooks, whatever that is. And they have the best of intentions. And here's where most people get stuck. And I'm telling you, it's like they jump into the quicksand and they just cannot get out. And I'm here to help you. If that is you, if you're an individual that wants to share your intellectual property, if you're a coach, a speaker, a consultant, a thought leader, if you plan on creating any kind of products and marketing them, heck, it doesn't even need to be. We don't even need to be talking about online marketing. It could be offline marketing as well. You have to get out of your own way. You got to stop focusing so much on the first. The first product is always the hardest product to create. Think about people that create any kind of home study course or videos or anything like that. They spend so much time on the actual product. Is it good? Is it not good? Can I release it yet? I need to add this. I need to add that. And here's the unfortunate point. You can look at it two ways. It's either unfortunate or it's the greatest news you're ever going to get. All right, Tony Robbins used to say, and he still says this, 90% of the people never crack the cellophane on his DVDs, his CDs, or anything like that. Meaning, translation, they don't open the package they actually bought. 90%. 9 out of 10 people. Now, with Tony, 10% is still a big number. If he sells a million, that's still 100,000 people that are using his product, but that's 900,000 who are not. And I used to think that was kind of a BS quote. Yeah, that's a high note. It's true. It's absolutely true. I'm not saying don't spend time creating a quality product on the front end, but boy, are you sabotaging your success by getting caught up in the weeds, just staying in the weeds, never getting out to see anything else. You got to move on. Create the product knowing that there's a law of diminishing returns when you create a product, and here's how it goes. The first however many times, let's say you spend a week creating whatever course it is you're going to create for somebody, and then it's done, and it's good enough to get out there so you can start attracting prospects and leads and moving on to the next project that's going to earn you income. But you're like, no, it's 80% of the way there. It's good. It's great, but it's not super great. It's not excellent. And by the way, this is a subjective opinion on your part. You have no criteria. You haven't asked anybody for feedback. You haven't sent out a survey, or have you taken the advice I've given on many podcasts? Use SurveyMonkey. It's free for your first 100 responses, which is more than enough for 99% of the people. And ask for feedback. Send out to your product. Tell them to take a survey. Or ask your start a Facebook group or send an email to your whatever, however big your list is. Or if, I don't care if it's 5 people. Say, hey, what kind of pain are you in right now? And what do you need the most help with? I mean, let them, before you ever go creating a product, this is even before you create a product, is you got to ask people what they even need help with. Take it from me. I made big mistakes in this area. I've created products before that absolutely floundered, many of them, more often than not. Most of the products that I create fail, meaning you get 1 or 2 out of 10 that are huge. When I say huge, I mean like 7-figure launches and products that just stay the test of time. And most of the other ones, they don't do that well. Now, as you get better into marketing, your product, that number goes down. But it goes down because of what I'm about to share with you. Ask for the feedback up front. Create the product based on what your demographic needs, and then move on. Because that law of diminishing returns that I just cited means that you're going to go back, and instead of being done with your product in a week and now talking about the marketing part of it, or it takes a month, whatever it is, I don't know. Again, we're talking to 200,000 people a month in over 100 countries. I'm generalizing as thought leaders, speakers, coaches, consultants, product creators, things like that, which covers a lot of individuals that listen to this show. And if it's a month, if it's a week, whatever that represents to you, don't go now spend more time tweaking and fine-tuning. And it's people who write a book, same exact way. I don't even know the percentage. I think it's 2%, maybe less. Maybe it's 2% of 1%. I don't even know. It's such a small number of books become New York Times bestsellers. Everybody thinks they got a bestseller on their hand. You know what a book is? Especially in my industry, in the speaker industry, a book is a nuclear business card. It's all it is. Instead of going to conferences and live events with a business card, you go with a book and you give it out to people. Say, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. Here's my book. Every day is Saturday. Nice to meet you. What's your name? You know, just things like that. And people so many times think they're going to write a book, get rich on a book. It's going to be a bestseller. It's not. It's just not going to be. And I'm glad I'm not here. Look, I am. Aren't you a motivational guy? I mean, holy cow. No, you're kind of. Now, can I tell you straight? Just tell you after experiencing it myself and talking to other bestsellers, I've had this same advice from bestsellers. Say, don't agonize over your book. Don't spend another 6 months tweaking, editing, and all. Just get the damn thing out. If you got to put out a second edition, put out a second edition. And same thing with your product, your video course, your audio course, whatever it is that you're going to help people with, just get it out the door. And if it needs to be refined a little bit, that's great. No problem at all. But that happens in the next phase. You don't even know if anybody's going to buy it. So why would you spend so much time tweaking it ahead of time? And the reason I'm having this podcast today is because I've had a few coaching calls with just amazing clients. I mean, heartfelt, servant's perspective. They want to help their niche. And sometimes that comes back to hurt you when you spend a lot of time in product creation and you don't spend time in the marketing phase and getting out there to actually sell. It's a lost leader. Your product up front, and I know this is going to kill a lot of people to hear this, okay? This product that you're creating, a lot of the time, is going to be used as a loss leader, meaning you're going to be giving it away. You're going to be giving it away in order to sell higher ticket items. I give away a lot of content. I get this question all the time. Why do you podcast so much? You're giving away all this great stuff. Why are you doing the Facebook Live videos? You're spending 50 minutes on videos and teaching people all about funnels and marketing and personal development and all these stories. This is stuff that other people in your niche charge for. How do you even make any money when you're giving away all this stuff? That's the secret sauce. I learned this lesson when I very first got started. All right, when I very first started online. And you listen to this when I tell you this, okay? If you have any interest in being successful online, listen to this. Give away your best stuff up front. Give it away. I know, oh, no, Sam, this is years and years of me going trial. Yeah, I get it. Nobody cares, though. You know that, right? Like, the prospect doesn't care how much time you spent doing it. Just give me your good stuff because here's where you're going to make the real money. On the back end, people will buy your higher ticket items because of this mentality. Holy cow. If Mary is giving away this kind of the stuff you buy from her has got to be just pure gold. Whoa. And I didn't believe it myself until I tried it myself. I used to keep all the, I'd podcast every now and again. I'm like, hey, if you want more, go to this product. Now, I do that with my Everyday is Saturday Academy, for example, because that's 4 weeks. That's a content-rich course. If you go to EDIS Live, that's the order page for it. And if you haven't seen the webinar, go through it as well. It's an hour long. It's some of the best stuff you're going to find online, and it'll show you, I give you an inside look at the Academy as well. And you can view that at EDISwebinar.com. That's EDISwebinar.com. And you should really mirror that. I teach these, we have a private Facebook group where I'm teaching every week. This is the private group where I'm teaching you how to market your business, how to stay inspired, how to stay motivated, and get out of that rut that you're in right now. A lot like this podcast, but I can't fit it all into a podcast. But I get that question, and you're going to get that question a lot. When you give away your great content, people might say, hey, why are you giving us away? Well, don't you? Because I got way more content than this that I want to share with you inside my paid product. I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Wrap this show up right now. I want to read this review. Oh, I got one more thing I want to share with you. Okay, stay tuned just a second. This is a funny podcast review left on iTunes. By the way, can you leave a review, 5-star review for the Everyday Saturday podcast? I'd appreciate it. It helps champions like yourself find the show. This is a review from Beach Feet. It says, like stepping into the AC after a day on the beach. This podcast lets me actually check out for a while from all the craziness and the madness that seems to be so abundant in today's world. It's refreshing to actually listen to someone with no hidden agenda except focusing on my own self-improvement. He is at his best when he either has had too much coffee, that's true, or gets fired up and does 4 in 1 day, which might be something like today. Sort of like a Zen retreat for us that have no clue on how to meditate. That was an awesome review. Thank you. Beach Feet. Glad I found this from Carlos. Great ideas, motivation, and straight talk. Brandon Hanley, thank you so much for your review. Josie Monroe, and on they go. Make sure you go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. Listen to me. We're going to come back on this next podcast, and I'm going to help you get your very first product, at least a mindset going on how to get this thing going off the ground. And it really, it's all mindset. Very little of it is skill and all that. It's never the how, it's always the why. It's never the how, it's always the why. Are you with me? I'm coming right back. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.